Hello everyone, Namakuru Imeja. Okay, welcome back to my class, lecture 7. This is Dr. Mok. It is for students of Wycliffe University located in USA, California, and Africa Theological Seminary in East Africa. It is open to everyone who is interested in leadership. However, credit will be given to those who submit the required work on time. Before starting lecture, let me make sure again that you have to have lecture note and print it out before reading my lecture. Otherwise, you will not be able to understand completely my lecture due to differences in how lecturer and student pronounce certain word. Okay, today, let's think about fellowship and leadership. Fellowship and leadership. People tend to think of leadership as a subject of great interest and excitement. We see so many schools, programs, and books with catchphrase raising the leaders of the next generation. While they all claim to grow leaders, they do not pay nearly enough attention to followership. The reason why we face so many problems in today's world is not because of lack of leadership, but rather because of lack of followership. Everyone wants to lead, and no one wants to follow. It is no brainer why there is so much confusion in our society. Jesus rarely mentioned leadership in the Bible, but he constantly mentioned followership. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fisher of men." This means that we must learn how to follow the road completely in order to become the reader who reads others. Anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciples. This also means that to follow is just as difficult as to lead. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. As spiritual leader must be the servant first. In other words, it is a servant. Leadership like Jesus did. What does this teach us? We must become the person who completely obey God, who completely follow God, regardless of our social status, our experience, our education, and our abilities. This is the only way we can have a true authority. The man or woman who is fully or joyously surrendered to Christ cannot make a wrong choice. Any choice will be the right one. Okay, then think about quality of follower. It is easy to think that a follower is just someone who listens to the reader and do what he has told. But we must break that stereotype first. The word follower means help or patronize. So we can define follower as someone who a reader cannot survive without, someone who helps a reader. Therefore, the relationship between these two words, follower and reader, is one unequal thing. Equal, E-Q-U-A-L, equal footing, like both sides of coin. We can imagine if we have only one foot. Okay, let's look at some of quality of good follower. What is the good follower? First, commitment. A good follower is not loyal to an individual, but commit himself to mission or vision. Many charismatic leaders try to make people follow them and tend to mistake the loyalty of his followers as a loyalty to himself as a man. But that is wrong. 100 out of 100 times. A good follower only follows only when he is convinced that the vision pursued by his leader comes from God. A good follower does not follow a man unconditionally. A group that has follower committed to vision and the group that has follower committed to the man are as different as a day and night.
Okay, sorry, wait a moment.
Second, competence and focus. No matter how committed they are, if the follower are not equipped with competence and focus to complete their task, the commitment loses its strength. That's like a captain giving out an order to go, but sailor not knowing how to work their part to make the ship move. Excellent follower must continue harnessing their skill in order to be the best at where they are, especially in a society like today's, where there are so many networks and changes taking place. Every minute, every team leader must be a mini CEO. Each follower must be able to think independently and carry out the decision based on if I was the leader, what would I do in this situation? Third, honesty and wise evaluation. Follower must continually evaluate himself and evaluate whether the leadership is moving in the right direction. When we think of being evaluated, we tend to think our authority being challenged. However, better student you are, you will welcome test, as that's the only way your ability will be acknowledged. One of the executives of a construction company in Singapore say that it is easy to do business in Singapore since the only thing he has to do is to follow the rules. The high quality can only come from setting the highest standard. The purpose of evaluation is to build the leadership and lead the organization to success, and is not to criticize and bring them down. Okay, then what is the leader's quality and ability? An organization called TPG Learning System, known for its studies on leadership, conducted a survey asking two questions. First question was, what do you think are the qualities your leader must possess? And the second question was, what are the qualities you want out of your curriculum? Both poll questions showed that they want honesty. They want honesty first and foremost. Whether it is their reader or their curriculum, they regarded honesty more important than any other qualities. Two questions showed different answers, however, after honesty. Thomas Elliot lists as the essential quality of leadership. He said the first best quality in leader is honesty. Second is prudence. Next is moderation. Okay, let's see the first honesty. Honesty, a basic principle that binds everyone in the close-knit society, where each one is given certain right. Prudence, wisdom to decide what to do and what not to do. It's not only referred to the quality to concentrate on this issue at hand before carrying out your decision, but also the ability to control yourself and to avoid rushing into the decision. Third, moderation. Moderation, M-O-D-E-R-A-T-I-O-N, moderation. The quality to control oneself. If a reader rules with reason, his ability will become a virtue. If a reader rules with instinct, emotion, and passion, his ability will become a vice. Fourth, courage. C-O-U-R-A-G-E, courage. To make difficult decision is a must for leaders. Fifth, equivalent to dignity. Wisdom to know whether a certain action is appropriate for himself or for the others. It consists of merciful heart to give away what you have earned for yourself, and also communicating in leader is a really important thing to lead others. The reason why we need to address this topic is that one cannot stress enough how important it is for the leader to be able to communicate his doubt well enough. His doubt well enough to be leader, writing, speech, letter, gesture, image, manner, appropriate appearance. Yeah, all are very important point as a leader. So Robert Wood, a former CEO of Coca-Cola, became famous for his quote, "What is flowing through my body is not my blood, but Coca-Cola. What is flowing through my body is not my blood, but Coca-Cola." The ability to communicate as a leader is that important, as a message can equal leadership. I like this address of Robert because I can confess I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Amen. The next topic is how does a leader lead oneself to the right path? You must realize that you are the most difficult person to lead. You are the most difficult person to lead to the right path and take various measures to expect the trap. You must remember the following three principles and work hard to lead yourself to right path before trying to do so for others. What's the three principles? First, learn followership. Learn followership. Bishop Fulton Sheen say, "When authority is given to those who have yet to learn to obey, the civilization has always been put in danger. Only leaders who have served their leaders know how to effectively lead. In order to be a good leader, you need to know where your followers are. You can only effectively communicate with them when you think from their point of view. Therefore, leaders who have served their leaders know what it means to be under certain authority and understand how that authority should be exercised. On the other hand, those leaders who have never served other leaders or obeyed to authority are arrogant, unrealistic, stubborn, and prone to fall into being a dictator. King Frederick of Prussia was taking a walk outside of the wall of Berlin and met with an old man walking in straight posture. King Frederick asked the old man, "Who are you?" The old man answered, "I am the king." The King Frederick started laughing. "You are the king? Which kingdom do you rule?" "I rule myself." We are all king ruling ourselves. And we are all king ruling our lives. Therefore, we must be able to take responsibility for our action and decision. You need to have character and self-control to make right decision and to act appropriate to situation, and not to do anything you would end up regretting. Without that, we cannot adequately control ourselves. So, we end up doing something we regret right after, and the broad chance give to us. The two want to conquer the world. The fools want to conquer the world, but the wise want to conquer themselves. Second, be patient. Leader have tendency to be anxious. Leader look ahead, think about the future, and want to move forward. If we take one step at a time with this mindset, we can be great leader. However, you must avoid being greedy, G-R-E-E-D-Y. You must avoid being greedy. If you try to take 50 steps all at once, you will be murdered. It is extremely rare that you get something valuable in life overnight. You cannot become great and mature overnight. We are used to instant coffee, handphone picture, and microwave popcorn, but no one can become a leader overnight. You cannot expect patience out of a microwave popcorn type leader. Leadership is like a steamer, slow cooker. It takes time, but the outcome of it is always rewarding. The role of a leader is not to cross the finish line the fastest. You must be able to encourage and lead your people to cross that finish line with you. You also must be able to constantly communicate with your people, encourage them, and provide support for them to reach their goals. How can a leader do all this if he is running ahead of everyone else? Third, have a sense of accountable responsibility. Those who manage themselves well know that they cannot trust themselves. Great leaders know that the power is a temptation, but they also know they can make mistakes. Leaders who deny this simple truth are prone to put themselves and their organization in danger. When you read book about the leader who failed ethically, you can see that although it would never happen to them, they did not think seriously about the pitfall of having the power. They never even dream of hurting themselves or others. Many think that explaining their action proactively is equivalent to having the sense of responsibility. However, However, it start even before we take any actions. Furthermore, it has to start from time you ask for advice from other people. The willingness to seek advice and accept them is the indication of responsibility leader. If we ask for advice before taking action, the possibility of missing the target will be greatly reduced. In other words, it is because we are not responsible enough the undesirable outcome come about. Former CEO of IBM, Thomas Watterson, said, "There is no stronger evidence of leadership than the ability to manage himself on a day-to-day basis. The smallest organization we must lead is ourselves, but it is also the most important. When we manage ourselves well, we can learn the right to lead a large organization. Do you agree this? Okay, let's go to topic 7 things what leader must know. Taking place. Seven things what leader must know. First, three reasons not to send a duck to Eagle School. If you send ducks to Eagle School, it will only disappoint ducks. You must look at the reality as it is. Duck cannot be eagles. They don't want to be eagles. Everyone has their place, position in society. Ducks have their own strengths and should be judged by those strengths. They can swim well, can work well within the framework of a team, and can travel long distance well. However, if you ask eagle to swim or travel thousands of miles, they wouldn't know what to do. Leadership is an ability to place their personnel at the right place at the right time to maximize their chance of success. A leader must understand what he has and let people do things that can maximize their strengths. You shouldn't blame ducks. You should never demand the duck to fly high in the sky and hunt. Ducks are not born to do that. Second, if you send ducks to eagle school, you will disappoint eagle as well. People feel most at ease if they see similarity among themselves. Eagle don't want to be friend with ducks. They don't want to walk around in your front yard and swim in your pond. To eagles, ducks mean nothing. Those who are used to move quickly and to fly high will be frustrated when they are put in the same room with those who are not. Third, sending dog to eagle school will disappoint you too. Have you ever read an organization that performed below your expectation? Have you had anyone who didn't succeed even after you motivate them, train them, provide all the necessary resources, and give them more than enough chance? That is very common. They may not be the only problem. You may be the case. You may be the cause of the problem. In story of Mother Goose, Kitty, Kitty, where have you been? I went to London to meet the Queen. Kitty, Kitty, what did you do there? I surprised a mouse hiding under the chair. Why did the cat chase after the mouse after going all the way to London to meet the Queen? It is because he was a cat. What else do you expect a cat to do? Cat do what cat do, dog do what dog do, and the eagle do what eagle do. If you bring in dog and ask them to do the work of eagles, a leader is to blame. The role of leader is to improve dog to better dog and the eagle to better eagles. In other words, putting people at the right place and the right time so that they can reach their potential is the real role of leader. As mentioned above, you should never repeat the mistake of trying to turn the dog into the eagle. It will not only disappoint them, but it will also disappoint you. It is difficult for anyone to succeed in the area where you have no talent in. Why is that? Let's look at this in more detail. In an area of our choice, the potential growth is almost infinite. Attitude is a choice. Responsibility is a choice. On the other hand, talent is not a choice. It is a gift of heaven. We can only choose whether we develop that talent or not. Even if we decide to develop a talent we are not given, we are not likely to see great growth. Therefore, if you have someone within your organization that can swim and run around well, send him to duck school. No matter how smart, proactive he is, he can never be an eagle. You won't see too big of a change, regardless of how hard you try to develop a talent you are not given. There are those who have talent for teaching, talent for praising, talent for serving, etc. Leader must be able to find someone most suitable for a particular task. For the good of an organization, there is no more important role than this to the leader. If you need eagles, it is your job as a leader to find an eagle that has characteristics you have seen in other eagles. Look carefully for an eagle. If you cannot find it within your organization, you have to look elsewhere. If you need a great eagle for your organization, get out there to find them. That is the only way to groom him to great. You cannot replace it with a duck just because you don't have too much time. No matter how hard you train him, you will not hear anything else but grab. Don't send a tone-deaf person to the praising team of a church. Second, why do people leave? They leave leaders who do not know their value to an organization. When leaders underestimate the value of their employee, they tend to do whatever they want with them. In other words, they start treating them like object, not as a human being. It shouldn't be that way. Second, they leave leaders who they cannot trust. Have you ever worked with someone you cannot trust? If you have, I am sure it must have been horrible. No one wants to work with someone they cannot trust. They are reason why leaders lose this trust. They talk to talk, but don't walk. They are after individual gain rather than those of team. They do not share information. They lie or tell half the truth. They are narrow-minded and cowardly. If this trust is broken between the leader and his follower, the outcome is very similar to broken mirror. When you throw a mirror against a rock, the mirror will be shattered. You can gather the pieces, put them back together, and restore the mirror to a reasonable level. But you cannot hide the fact that it has been broken. The worse the damage was, the more distorted the image you will see on that mirror. When you lose the faith in the human relationship, it is very difficult to recover from that. Third, they leave those who are incompetent. Last one, they leave those who lack self-confidence. Okay, if you have time, discuss each other. Do your follower trust you? How do you treat your followers? Do you express your gratitude to your follower? Okay, this is very important for follower. Okay. Okay. Let me see. Okay, third, who is the most difficult person to lead to the right path? Someone asked me what the most difficult thing for me was as a leader. My answer to him was, it was to lead myself to the right path. Many years I have spent as a leader, there was nothing more difficult than that. No matter what organization you lead or what goal you pursue, all leaders are the same. When we think about great leaders mentioned often in history, we tend to think they had everything. But when we look at their lives more closely, we can see that they struggled to keep themselves on the right path. King David, George Washington, Winston Churchill, there was no exception. For this reason, the most difficult person to lead to the right path is always leader himself. Walter Keller say in his famous satire, we always meet our enemy and they are always within ourselves. Whenever I acknowledge the difficulties in guiding myself to right path, there is always painful memory of failure. Failure in my leadership was always my own personal failure. How about you? Okay, fourth. The true leadership come out at the same time of crisis, suffering. I think this critical time are turning point in our life. They give us chance to change direction in our lives and to look for new destination. Therefore, this critical time are also chance to make choice. At this time, we must make a choice. Our choices at this time decide our future. Which way will you choose? No matter what your choice are, that is new direction and is determined our future. For these reasons, you will never be the same after this critical time. These are not always positive. I have had to go through so many difficult situations. However, I was able to stop everything and promote change through these experiences. We also rejoice in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope. Amen. We remember Job suffering. But he knows the way that I take. When he tested me, I will come forth as gold. Amen. Okay, Phipps, next Phipps, prepare for the moment that will decide your future. John Maxwell said in his book, Today Matters. Today Matters, he said, first attitude. Attitude, I will choose to have the right attitude every day and act based on that. Priority, I will set my priority every day and act accordingly. Health, I will set principle to protect my health and follow them. Family, I will pay attention to my family every day and spend time with them. You know how family is precious. Doubt, I will try to think good doubt and practice them. Responsibility, I will make appropriate amount. Appropriate amount of appointment and keep them. Finances, I will make money every day and manage it appropriately. Faith, I will foster my faith every day and live according to that faith. Relationship, I will work hard to establish and maintain good relationship with fellow human being. Generosity, I will set plan to be generous every day and set good example. Value, I will accept good value every day and do something valuable. Growth, I want to grow and improve every day and will do that eventually. Because I already set this principle ahead of time, I do not need to worry about this thing in time to make critical decision. I just need to focus on situation at hand and make a decision based on my principle. I just need to focus on the situation at hand and make a decision based on my principles. Okay, if you have time, okay, let's do the group discussion meditation, okay? Okay, what type of critical moment have you experienced so far? So and so, okay? How did you make decision? Think about what your decision will do for your future. Okay, this is a very important point, okay? Think about that carefully, okay? 6, principle of 80-20. Let's read together, okay? Okay, 6, principle of 80-20. Let's read together, okay? This is an interesting story. Okay, 80% of traffic jam take place in 20% of the road. 20% consume 80% of beers. 20% of students contribute to 80% of class discussion. Are you agree? Okay, we wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. 80% of our problem come from 20% of our employee. 20% of information lead to 80% of decision. This means that 20% is much more productive than the remaining 80%. Excuse me. If you are to simple life and increase productivity, we must focus on that 20%. I realized two things while learning about this. One is that I am doing too much work, and the other is that I am doing something totally unnecessary. I cannot help but be ineffective. Okay? So I decide not to be knowledgeable about everything. I decide not to try to know about everything. I decide to have someone who can take my place. I decide to focus on my strengths and not my strengths. Okay, next, 12 ways to control but not lead. 12 ways to control but not lead. Okay, first, they use superior biblical knowledge to oppress the opposition. They distort the true meaning of the Bible to use as tool for their personal gains. 3, they show signs of immaturity such as getting angry, screaming, etc. to make others uncomfortable. 4, they threaten to quit if they don't have their way. 5, they secretly persuade other elders to have their position supported. 6, they keep insisting on their way until everyone is so tired that they just raise their hand in defeat. 7, they do things behind people's back. 8, they announce their decision before appropriate department make their decision. That way, they have no other choice but to follow that decision. Next, they revoke their opposition during sermon. They use their position. They use their position saying, "The Lord told me to do it this way." Next, they come up with every answer and every plan and just tell people what to do. They do not allow. They do not allow people chance to think, make suggestions, or participate in making plans. Last, they lead all meetings by themselves. They do not allow anyone to speak. During this meeting, they do not ask anyone to pray, reading the scripture, or speak for this meeting. In other words, they do not allow any chance for anyone to be trained. Lastly, let's think about what is the highest standard of leaders. The best way to interpret the Bible is to do so not based on other books or doctrine, but based on the word themselves. When I was in the middle school, My father wanted to build a fence around the house. It was important for each board to have a little bit of space between them, so that wind still could flow through them, but steady enough to protect against the natural hazard. Son, we will be putting a board about 3 inches thick in 2.5-inch interval. So first, cut yourself a measuring stick and use that to mark all the other board. Okay, Dad, I think I can do that. Good, we need about 200 boards, so we'd better get to it. As my dad showed me, I marked the board and cut the measuring stick. Then I used that to mark the next board and cut it. Then I used the new stick to mark the next board and cut it. That went on for a long time, but I didn't realize that the stick got a little bit longer every time I cut a new piece from the board. This small mistake became increasingly noticeable as the number of boards increased. Can you imagine what happened? It became lunchtime, so we decided to go inside, have our lunch, and continue working in the afternoon. Before going inside, my father looked at all the boards cut all morning. He was too busy putting the fence together that he didn't have time to look at it. He stood back a few feet and looked at the fence. His face started cringing a little bit and said, "Oh my goodness, what happened here?" Then he took his ruler out and measured the size of the last piece he nailed together. It was closer to 4 inches rather than 2.5 inches as originally planned. He was not a happy camper here. "What did you do? How did you cut this?" he exploded. "I told you to use the first stick to measure all the rest of them." Countless Christians make the same mistake. Once they notice they are off the track, they always go back to their favorite order or favorite speaker or the denominational doctrine. They are all very good resources, but God never based His word on those. The Bible must be the standard by which everything is measured. The Bible is the greatest reader to read all readers, and human being as well. In authority of the Bible, we recognize, realize the clarity of the Bible, purity of the Bible, adequacy of the Bible, and men's manuals. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful to teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you very much for listening my lecture. I hope someday we can soon restart in-person class, face-to-face class. We will overcome this difficult situation with our Almighty God. I pray for all of you to become great spiritual leaders for Africa and all over the world as well. We CREEP will do our best to fulfill this vision until the day our Lord returns. Blessing, and may the Spirit of Truth abound in all of your ministry and family. Amen. Okay, see you soon.